KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Let's check high school basketball action from around the area last night. In boys hoops, in a game heard here on KJAN, it was all Atlantic last night as the Trojans pick up a 70-29 victory over St. Albert. Atlantic off to a very quick start, out 18-4 in the first quarter as they jumped out quickly and led it 37-15 at the half before winning 70-29. Coach Steve Blazek said his kids followed the defensive game plan and really smothered St. Albert's on the defensive end.
You know, I thought we played, for the most part, pretty smart defensively and pretty hard. And, you know, and you got a little bit of quickness. You can cover a little bit more ground, and that helps also. And you know, even though we're not real tall, you know, we kind of got long arms. And, you know, that's really, really important. And we're pretty darn active and willing to help each other out. But, I mean, I thought they really played hard, you know, almost the whole entire basketball game defensively.
In that ball game last night, three players in double figures for the Trojans. Sam Markham had 17 points, 16 for Dalton Franken, and coming off the bench, Stuart Hoig chipped in with 11 points last night to help lead the way. A big win like that over St. Albert doesn't really happen all that often.
And you know, one thing that we really talked about at halftime, because we've done this four or five times, we get a big lead and we kind of play down a little bit and let teams back in. I think the last thing I told them before we come back on the floor for the second half, let's go out and play like we're 7 to 10 points behind. And, you know, really not, you know, don't get out of character and try to block shots or steal a ball from the ball handler and get yourself out of a good defensive position. And I thought they did a pretty nice job doing that.
And in doing that, they go to 12-2 now on the season with that victory. Another boys' hoops last night, Walnut beat Heartland Christian 68-35. Also, Boyer Valley over Arweva by a final of 47-30. In Corner Conference tournament play, Sydney beat East Mills in overtime 45-41. Fremont Mills over Clarinda Academy 54-51, Nishnabotna topping Villisca 64-45. In girls basketball last night, Lewis Central over St. Albert 60-21. It was Martinsdale St. Mary's beating West Central Valley 50-34. Arweva, a winner over Boyer Valley 58-30 last night. We have girls and boys high school basketball for you tonight here on KJAN. Chris and I will be in Anita tonight as the Cam Cougars will play host to Adair Casey. Girls game first at 6 o'clock. That'll be their pink out game tonight, by the way. They'll be having all kinds of activities going on, including an auction to raise money for the Cancer Society. Also, the boys game will follow at 7:30 tonight. We'll have both of those games for you live on all of our platforms, AM 1220, FM 101.1, and, of course, on the web at KJAN.com. That's Cam hosting Adair Casey tonight here on the radio. Late yesterday afternoon, the 8th Iowa Girls High School Basketball Union basketball ratings came out from the Girls Athletic Union. In Class 1A this week, North Mahaska is the number one ranked team. Bedford checks in at number 2. Arweva is ranked 6th this week. Villisca checks in at number 10, while Adair Casey is in at number 14, and Exira EHK rated 15th in the top 15 this week. In Class 2A, Otobolt Arthur BCIG still number 1, with IKM Manning staying put at number 3 on the list. Kemper Catholic is in at number 9 again this week, and Panorama stays at number 12 as the entire top 15 remains the same from the week before. In Class 3A, Benton Community remains the number 1 ranked team. Glenwood is down a spot this week as the Rams check in at number 5 in the Class 2A list. Denison is up one spot to number 14. Also in the big school list, Iowa City West remains the number one ranked team. Lewis Central up a spot there at number 11 in this week's large school poll. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, it's 45 straight home wins now for Duke, and counting as Andre Dawkins scored all 21 of his points in the first half, and number 4 Duke beat Wake Forest 91-73 at Cameron Indoor. The Blue Devils move within one victory of the school record for consecutive home victories, and they could match that mark of 46 if they beat Florida State on Saturday. Duke now 16-2. Elsewhere in the top 25, Harrison Barnes scored 9 of his 27 points during a 19-0 second-half run as number 8 North Carolina bounced back from a 33-point loss at Florida State with an 82-68 victory over Virginia Tech last night. 16-3 now for the Tar Heels. Also, Mike Scott at 18 points as number 15 Virginia beat Georgia Tech 70-38. Tim Frazier hit a floater in the lane with 8 seconds left, and Jermaine Marshall blocked a layup at the buzzer to give Penn State a 54-52 upset of number 22 Illinois, and also number 24 St. Mary's defeated Pepperdine 61-47. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes are getting some much-needed rest. The Hawks fell to 3-4 in the Big Ten with a Tuesday night loss at Purdue, and they don't return to action until next Thursday against Nebraska.
Well, it's been a pretty intense run here, and I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing when we're not in session. I think the more games and the more activity that we can involve them in, the better. They need a little bit of rest. There's no question about that. They need to get focused on the beginning of the academic semester. So I think it'll come at a welcome time.
McCaffrey says the time off will allow the Hawkeyes to concentrate on the practice floor.
Sometimes when the games come quickly, you tend to focus on the next opponent. When you have 9 days off, you can spend more time, you know, refocusing on some of the things we're doing well and making better, and some things we're not doing so well, and try to improve in those areas.
The last couple of weeks have been a roller coaster ride for Iowa, but McCaffrey says he's not been able to see the bad performances coming. Iowa's 11-9 overall on the season. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women broke open a tie game with a 17-4 run midway through the second half in a 69-57 win over Wisconsin in Iowa City last night. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter said the Hawkeyes caught fire in the second half, making 66% of their shots.
You know, I think we were a little bit more patient with our offense, and we got 26 paint points in this game compared to Wisconsin's 16. A lot of those paint points were not Morgan Johnson shots, which you traditionally think of, but they were layups. They were, you know, taking the ball, going the backdoor cuts, that sort of thing. And I think we were just more patient with our offense, and we just passed the ball better and more decisively in the second half.
Hawkeyes are now 3-3 in the Big Ten and will visit Penn State on Sunday. Jamie Printy led Iowa with 25 points last night. In the NBA last night, it was Miami over the LA Lakers 98-87. Houston needed overtime to beat New Orleans 90-88, while Dallas edged Utah 94-91. In the National Hockey League, Boston 4-1 over New Jersey. Toronto beat Minnesota 4-1. Nashville 3-0 over Columbus. The New York Islanders topping Philadelphia 4-1. Pittsburgh 4-1 over the New York Rangers. St. Louis 1-0 over Edmonton. Winnipeg beat Buffalo 4-1. Detroit in a shootout 3-2 over Phoenix. Also, Calgary had to go to the shootout to beat Los Angeles 2-1. And Ottawa 4-1 winners over San Jose last night. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
A group of Penn State University trustees say they decided to fire legendary football coach Joe Paterno in part because he didn't do enough after learning of an alleged child sex assault involving a former assistant. They also cited concerns that Paterno couldn't effectively lead the team in the face of the scandal. Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy has won the Paul Bear Bryant College Coach of the Year Award. Gundy, whose Cowboys finished 12-1, beat out eight other finalists for the award presented on Thursday night. Oklahoma State won its first Big 12 championship and played in its first BCS Bowl, getting a 41-38 overtime win against Stanford. The team's 12 wins were a school record. In NFL news, Tom Brady practiced with the New England Patriots after missing the previous day, resting his left non-throwing shoulder. The quarterback stretched and ran a few drills during the 15 minutes the media were allowed to access the session. He ran with the ball in his left arm as backup quarterback Brian Hoyer half-heartedly attempted to knock it out. Brady showed no signs of any pain. New England hosts the Baltimore Ravens for the AFC Championship on Sunday. A person familiar with the decision says former St. Louis Rams head coach Steve Spagnuolo has agreed to take over as defensive coordinator for the Saints. He was the Rams' coach the past three seasons, going 10-38 before getting fired this month. The house cleaning in Indianapolis continues following their 2-14 season. Eight assistant coaches were let go, and defensive coordinator Mike Murphy says he's retiring after the Colts sacked head coach Jim Caldwell, vice chairman Bill Polian, and his son Chris, the Colts GM as well. The Minnesota Vikings have hired Alan Williams, a defensive backs coach for the Indianapolis Colts the past 10 years, as their new defensive coordinator. New York Jets owner Woody Johnson says quarterback Mark Sanchez is our guy, but he also wouldn't rule out the possibility of pursuing a veteran, such as perhaps Peyton Manning, if the Indianapolis Colts star became available. Johnson says disgruntled wide receiver Santonio Holmes will be back, and the offense will be more suitable to Sanchez's abilities. Terrell Owens has accepted an offer to play for and have an ownership stake in the Allen Wranglers of the Indoor Football League. The 38-year-old Owens didn't get any offers to play last season in the NFL after surgery on his left knee. In baseball news, Cleveland Indians pitcher Fausto Carmona has been arrested for allegedly using a false identity in the Dominican Republic, where officials are contesting his real name and birth date. A police spokesman said Carmona was arrested Thursday outside the U.S. consulate in Santo Domingo. Carmona had gone there to renew his visa so he could return to the United States. Indians pitchers and catchers are scheduled to report to training camp in Goodyear, Arizona next month. Maximo Baez Ibar said Carmona's real name is apparently Roberto Hernandez Heredia, and he's 31, 3 years older than the pitcher claimed. The Indians list Carmona's birthday as December 7, 1983 in their 2011 media guide, which would put him at 28. Also in baseball news, Ryan Braun's appeal of his positive drug test began yesterday before baseball arbitrator Shyam Daz. If the test is not overturned, Braun would be suspended for Milwaukee's first 50 games. Gary Carter's health has taken a turn for the worse, according to the online journal of his daughter, Kimmy Blomers. The Hall of Fame catcher, diagnosed last May with a malignant brain tumor, received disappointing results of his latest MRI exam. They showed several tumors in Carter's brain. Carter is 57 years old. A Los Angeles judge has ratified a binding agreement between outgoing Dodgers owner Frank McCourt and his former wife, Jamie McCourt, in their divorce case. That settlement calls for Frank McCourt to pay his ex-wife $131 million by the end of April. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.